Hey, it's Dani D with Voices of Better Medicine presented by Northwestern Medicine. And I'm joined today by breast cancer surgical oncologist at Northwestern Medicine and Lurie Cancer Center, Dr. Kulkarni. Thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So why is it important to raise awareness about the impact of breast cancer?
So I think it's important for several reasons. I think number one, I think it's important so that women can be proactive about preventing breast cancer and trying to identify breast cancer in its early stages. And I think it's also, you know, important to kind of reflect on what's new in breast cancer in terms of their treatments, their outcomes. And I think it's also a good time to sometimes debunk some of those myths that are out there.
How common is breast cancer?
So actually, breast cancer is pretty common. It's the most common cancer in women. This, you know, they're estimated to be about 300,000 new cases for this year, and about 20% of them are what we call non-invasive cancer, so cancer that doesn't spread. And then about 1% of that is male breast cancer. And then, you know, overall, of those 300,000 women, maybe about 45,000 of those women will die from their breast cancer. So, you know, again, another reason why it's important to, you know, to talk about breast cancer.
And Dr. Kulkarni, what are some of the signs and symptoms of breast cancer?
So, you know, actually most breast cancers don't really have any symptoms. And so that's, I think, one of the reasons we really stress that women should get a screening mammogram. You know, if they're going to have a symptom, oftentimes it's a painless mass. So it's not associated with pain, and it feels very different than the other tissue in the breast. And then sometimes something women can do is they can like feel their other breast and see if it feels different from the other breast. So it's something that feels very different than any other tissue in the breast. Sometimes if women do have some of the other symptoms that women may occasionally have with breast cancer is they might notice like a change in the size of their breast. Like their one breast might be larger than the other breast, or the shape might change in the breast. So there might be a dimple or like a pulling. So it doesn't have that smooth shape. And then sometimes another sign is that women might have a change in the way that their nipple looks. So those are kind of some of the more common signs and symptoms of breast cancer.
So what age should women start thinking about getting a mammogram?
So a woman who's of average risk, so this is a woman that doesn't have any family history of breast cancer, across the board, the guidelines are women should start getting their screening mammogram at age 40.
So Dr. Kulkarni, are there people that should be thinking about asking their doctors earlier about their risk for breast cancer?
Yes. And actually, what we're recommending these days are women who are, when they turn 25, it's a good idea to kind of check in with their primary care doctor or their gynecologist and do what's called a risk assessment. So kind of take stock of their family history of breast cancer. And some of those women, if they have breast cancer in their mother or their sister, those women might be the ones that can potentially start getting screening at an earlier age. So for example, if a woman had her mother was diagnosed with breast cancer at say 45. That's someone who might consider starting screening 5 years earlier at like 35.
Very good information, Dr. Kulkarni. This is Dani D with Voices of Better Medicine presented by Northwestern Medicine. And October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So how can people prevent breast cancer? Let's talk about that.
So some of the things we can do to prevent breast cancer are, you know, and these are things they may sound boring, but they actually work, are like, you know, eating a healthy diet. So, you know, like something like a Mediterranean diet, lots of fish and vegetables and fruit and nuts, exercising, really important. And then some of the other things are, a lot of women I find don't know this, actually drinking alcohol can increase your risk of breast cancer. And the more you drink, the higher your risk of developing breast cancer. So moderating the amount of alcohol you drink can be helpful. And so can, and if you're a smoker, quitting smoking can also be something that can reduce your risk of breast cancer.
And how often should women get a mammogram, and what can someone expect on the day of their screening?
Women should get a mammogram once a year. And the type of screening mammogram you should make sure you're getting is what's called a 3D mammogram. It's also called tomosynthesis. I would say a screening mammogram, you know, usually takes about 10 to 15 minutes. The goal is that the radiologist wants to get 4 views of your breast to kind of get a good look at the right and left side, 2 views on each side.
Dr. Kulkarni, thank you so much. We've had some really good information during our conversation, but what is one more thing that you want women to know when it comes to breast cancer?
Being in practice for a long time, I think the one thing that I would want women to know is I would want to know about all the great strides we've actually made in breast cancer in recent years. And so I think one statistic I want to kind of put out there is that women with early stage breast cancer, they have a breast cancer specific survival or survival of over 90% at 5 years. So people really do well these days.
And that's good to know. We appreciate you, Dr. Kulkarni. I'm Dani D. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And next time we'll talk about surgical treatments, genetics, family, and men. Thanks again.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.